Proclamation number 3757, dated the May 1st, 1946. Living water. Source of eternal life. Don't study and speculate, but live in love. For what do you achieve by the former if you have no love? You will arrive at mere misguided intellectual conclusions which are useless for your souls. Only the body occasionally will benefit if your investigations and speculations relate to material things. But even earthly thinking will be blessed if you practice love at the same time. But earthly thinking without love entraps the soul ever deeper in matter, from which it should liberate itself. Study and speculation is really not enough to understand spiritual matters. Without love it leads you to misguided results, because then you avoid the giver of truth, who is love in himself, who transmits the truth to the person who aspires to become like him. Thus look for the truth where love is evident to you, where kind speech, thinking and actions give you the guarantee that the giver of truth himself is actively spreading it. And from there you should draw and revive yourselves, because there you will find the source of eternal life, the spring from whence living water flows, as God has promised. He himself has made that spring accessible to you. He turned the human being's body and soul into the carrier of his spirit and guaranteed its working as soon as you live in love. Indeed, he also gave intellectual ability to everyone, but he made correct intellectual activity, correct thinking, dependent on your way of life, since only this, providing it corresponds to his will, activates the effect of his divine spirit in the human being. The earthly and spiritual world are two opposing worlds, just as the human being's intellect and his spiritual activity oppose each other. As long as the earthly world does not subordinate itself to the spiritual world, only the fusion of both will result in the same thoughts of intellect and heart, i.e., the spirit within the human being will govern the intellect as soon as the spiritual world has deadened the human being's senses for the material world and permeates his whole being. Then the human being will be living in truth, then he will be permeated by a knowledge which is given to him by the giver of truth himself through his spirit. Then he will not need to study and speculate, because he will be taught by the eternal love himself, since his way of life is an activity of love, and this means an overcoming of all matter, thus an absorption into spiritual spheres, a life in God. Then the human being's body will be a vessel for the divine spirit from which living water flows eternally. He will be an inexhaustible spring of divine wisdom, a fountain of life which can be used by everyone to revive themselves if they so desire. And anyone who draws from it will live for eternity, as God has promised. Amen.